On April 15th, two bombs were detonated near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Since then, the sports world has been on high alert, and security has been tightened at events across the globe. The NFL recently responded by restricting fans from carrying anything but see-through or clutch bags into stadiums. But changes are also being made to the way public safety officials plan for disasters at sporting events. From Las Vegas, Only a Game's Karen Given has our story.
More than 6,000 trauma surgeons, emergency medical services administrators, and paramedics have gathered at the Las Vegas Convention Center for the EMS World Expo and World Trauma Symposium. Here they can compare half a dozen automated CPR machines or attend lectures on everything from using fake blood in training exercises to treating pediatric congenital heart defects.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Dr. Swain.
Dr. Ricky Q is familiar with speaking in front of large groups.
I'm normally a very sarcastic, speak fast, one of those kind of guys. It's going to be a little different for this topic here.
Q is the associate medical director for Boston EMS. When the bombs went off on Boylston Street in April, he was nearby in the Marathon's Alpha Medical Tent. When he felt the puff of air from the blast wave of the first explosion, he thought maybe someone had set off a cannon in a finish line celebration.
13 seconds later, when that second explosion went off, There's this feeling inside me, like in my chest. I just felt like something just sunk way down into my gut. I could feel it sinking down, and I just had this sensation that, you know, I've been through something like this before. I would have never thought it's happening here.
Dr. Q was deployed to Iraq with the U.S. Army Reserves in 2008, but not everyone in the Alpha Tent was as prepared for what they were about to see.
It wasn't just EMS. It's a lot of other medical volunteers, nurses, physical therapists, podiatrists. You name it, we had it.
The Alpha Tent treats the same sort of runner's injuries year after year. Dehydration, hypothermia, and even chest pain and heart attacks. But nobody who showed up that day expected to treat shrapnel wounds and missing limbs. Q looks back satisfied with the job that was done.
You know, nobody from the scene who left alive died. Everyone who made it from the scene to a hospital survived.
The bombings at the Boston Marathon took three lives. More than 260 were injured. Thousands of runners were turned away before they reached the finish line. While officials always try to anticipate every possible eventuality, it's hard to know whether a plan will work until it's actually put to the test. Q says Boston's plan was effective.
We always take away some lesson, and we've taken a lot of lessons away from this experience in terms of our infrastructure and our systems in place worked. So let's make sure that they continue to work. And I think, if anything, the fact that something beyond what we've always prepared for can happen, well, it has happened. So now we have to always think about how our plans will anticipate for potentially, you know, a terror event or any event for that matter.
Whether it's a collapsed grandstand or sudden inclement weather, Q says those who plan for major sporting events now have a heightened understanding that anything can happen. As the Boston Athletic Association plans for the 2014 marathon, preparing for a safe event won't be the only thing on the minds of the medical professionals who were on scene on April 15th.
Like runners, I think they're looking at it as a way to basically heal. I don't know that everyone who was volunteering or, you know, on the medical staff, I don't know that everyone's going to come back. I can't blame anyone who doesn't want to come back because of the incident. But I think for many who do, I think it's going to be part of the healing process.
Q says he's not anticipating the 2014 Boston Marathon, scheduled for Monday, April 21st, as a day of fear or a day of celebration. Instead, he says he's simply looking forward to seeing the event through until the last runner crosses the finish line. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given in Las Vegas.